on digital radio, on the app, on your smart TV, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. The Sportscast, Summer of Soccer.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
Sportscast, June 28th, 2024. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. Visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X at thesportscast1 and check out our app, The Sportscast for iOS. The fairy tale stories do come true. Bronny joining the Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron James in the U.S. loss against Panama and join us all the way from the Bay Area. A man that's happy out there, Ray Sherrod. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Yo, what's going on, Santiago, man? Always a pleasure talking sports with you, brother.
Ray, have you ever sailed in the Bay Area?
Yes.
How was that experience? With the fog and everything?
Oh, dude, you got to go through that San Francisco fog. It's amazing. As a matter of fact, my son went kayaking last week, and he got to experience some of that at Monterey Bay. But beautiful. We got Chabot Lake. I've caught one time a big old bass. I mean, I'd love. Oh, dude, there's nothing like being
you
out
like
on
the fish, Ray. I didn't know.
You know, this is the thing. I'm not really big on eating fish. I love shellfish. I can eat sushi, but as far as like catfish, snapper, and stuff like that, like my dad used to fry it. It made me I can't do it. What's up, Rue? I can't do it.
Fish fry. You're like fish fry.
I can't do the fish fry, but I can tear down some I love sushi. I love raw tuna. I love raw salmon. I can eat that.
How about some tartar sauce?
Ooh, come on, man. Now you're talking.
All right. So we got a lot of big news. But before that, we got a word from our sponsors. In the rhythm of life, every tick of the clock holds a story. But how do we make every moment count? Meet Start Time. The simplest way to log, track, and optimize your time right at your fingertips. Start Time is designed for simplicity. With just a tap, begin logging any activity. And when you're done, hit stop. It's that easy. Wherever you are, Start Time knows. Our location detection feature automatically tags your logs, giving context to every second spent. Keep your day in perspective with the log tab. Every task, every moment, neatly organized and easy to review. Log, track, and optimize your time with a tap. Ready to make every moment count? Start with Start Time. Available now for iOS. All right, Start Time. Check it out for iOS App Store. All right, the biggest news of yesterday, fairy tales do come to true. I never seen Little Mermaid in real life. I never seen Aladdin in real life or Beauty and the Beast, but I did see Bronny James joining the Los Angeles Lakers yesterday. Pick number 55, Ray. The dream, the story, the rumor has come to life. What are your thoughts?
I actually had him going 49. I said he was going to get 49, but I think this is it's a beautiful thing, man. Father and son, and Bron, you know, there's a reason why he was picked at 55 is because of health, you know, his health. I mean, he averaged, 4.8 a game. He was also out, man. He had a heart condition and stuff. But now, I mean, his father is going to be there to tutor him. I think it's great. And I'm looking forward to it, man. I think this is great for the NBA. I think this is great.
Ray, was this a LeBron call or was this a GM front office Lakers, Genie Buss, Rob Pelinka?
Bro, come on. Come on.
I had to bring it up.
Come on. You know this. Look, LeBron called. Hey, JJ. Yeah. You know what to do. Okay. What's up, Joe? Good to see you. You know what to do. Go get my son in here. It's good, man. This is good.
This is good for the game of basketball. This has moved the NBA forward, Ray.
I mean, it's a good story. It's a good story. I mean, LeBron, like, you know, he's one of the best players, and he gets to retire, but he gets to play with his son. You know, that's like when Doc Rivers had his son. You know, Doc Rivers was coaching his son, but. And his son wasn't like a superstar or nothing. I don't think LeBron is a superstar, but his dad is. And I just think it's great.
A statement from the Los Angeles Lakers GM, Rob Pelinka, said, in the history of the NBA, yes, he said that, there's never been a father and son that has been shared an NBA basketball court, which is true. I checked. And that feels like something that could be magical. Wow, using Walt Disney words here. We know and have to respect, of course, that LeBron has a decision on his opt-out. Wow, he mentioned the contract. But if it worked out that he was on our team next season, NBA history could be made, and NBA history should be made in a Lakers uniform. Is this a leverage pull here? Like, hey, LeBron says, if you don't pick my son, I'm you know, probably going to opt out here.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he probably said, man, just think, not only are you going to be selling my merch, but you're going to sell, come on, let's not be stupid. You know, little Bron jerseys are going to be everywhere. The kid's going to have his own shoe, cause he's LeBron. He's the prince. King James, he's the prince. This is marketing in a large market. This is smart.
This is Los Angeles. This is the biggest team in the West Coast. Biggest city in the West Coast.
It's a business move, man. It's a business move.
It makes sense.
Smart. He's not going to play at the level of LeBron James, but he is royalty, folks. He's royalty. That is King.
He's an asset.
James,
he's a pawn.
Son. Exactly.
He's not Kobe either.
No, you averaging 4.8? Come on, man.
USC. Which he had the option, right, to go back into college for another year, but her USC lost her coach, so it was going to be a little bit more complicated. But when the iron's hot, you go for it. I'm entering this draft.
Get a chance to play with your dad. His dad's been coaching him and grooming him all his life. Now you get to play alongside your dad. You get to sit on the bench and get from King James, like. It's my dad. You know, his dad's going to look out for him. Just like Kobe was looking out for his daughter when he was sitting on the sideline and he was teaching his daughter the game. You can see King James do the same with his son. And that might just make LeBron, little Bron, a better player. Instead of getting lost in the sauce on another team, plus he's going to keep an eye out on his son, because if anybody try and punk his son on the court or hit his son, they're going to have to deal with LeBron.
Are you talking to Draymond Green about this?
You know it. Papa Bear ain't gonna have nobody hitting his little cubs, man.
We'll see what happens. And also keep in mind, new coach JJ Redick, Ray, joined this past week, 4-year contract. Another question mark is Redick running the team as well. What are your thoughts over that move? Obviously, he was a great analyzer. I mean, great commentator on TV. Now he's a Lakers coach.
These Laker coaches don't last that long, okay? Seriously.
Especially when LeBron's at.
When LeBron, you get on his bad side, you make him upset, or you do something, you're out. And I've seen coaches that had good jobs in college come to the Lakers, and guess what? And get the axe. So, but I respect that job for that, probably. I respect JJ. You know, I thought he did really good. I loved when he used to put Stephen A. Smith in his place. JJ was, come on, man. He played over in North Carolina, over Duke.
Great player, yeah.
NBA. Yeah, so.
Not in the NBA, not so much in the NBA, though.
Nah. But he's college. You know, he's a legend in college. He was legend.
We might have a statue in Duke that we don't know of.
Legend, man. He used to throw daggers in my heart, you know, when we played Tar Heels. But, yeah, we'll see, man. I think he'll probably be there a couple of years, and then he's going to be gone.
You know that Redick has a podcast with LeBron.
I know. That's how he got the job.
That's the job. I mean,
look, guys, LeBron James run Lakers, okay? He runs the Lakers.
I didn't think that would have happened with Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka, but LeBron made it happen. He could not do that in the Miami Heat, though.
He got him a championship.
True.
Got him a championship.
That's what keeps you going. Anyways, who's also out, Tim Weah, red card yesterday. It's the U.S. lost against Panama 2-1. The red card came in early part of the match at 17 minutes. The U.S. went up 1-0, actually, with 10 men, but Panama tied it and then scored in the last couple of minutes, making it 2-1, making the U.S. a little bit harder to get out of the Copa America group stage where they play Uruguay Monday night. Ray, we're not in a good position.
Knockout round. Don't worry. That's what the knockout round is. We're down. We're not officially out.
We're still in it. Yeah. Greg Berhalter, the coach, said he was extremely disappointed with the result, but the effort was there. And if we put in the same type of effort against Uruguay in terms of work effort and the togetherness, we'll have a shot to beat Uruguay. I know it's going to be difficult, but we're going to do our best. So not a good turnout. I thought the match was not that good. Once the red card happened in soccer, if you lose one guy and only have 10 men on the field, Ray, you feel it. You really feel it.
Oh, and Joe asked me, am I going to get matching jerseys? No, my son and I are, well, he's a Laker fan. I'm Warriors. No, that's not going to happen. No.
Well, there you have it. Those Bronny jerseys might sell out a lot more than we think.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be hot. Hot.
Hot as hotcakes. It might be out already in the stores. I don't know. Yeah. I haven't checked. He hasn't chosen a number yet, so. Anyways, U.S. has a game this Monday against Uruguay. Pretty optimistic of what's going to happen.
Uruguay's going to win.
Uruguay's favorite. They beat Bolivia last night 5-0. Not pretty.
Anything can happen, folks. Anything can happen. Sports. If you believe in miracles. And we don't need a miracle, but I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it real. Come on, man. Uruguay, come on. Oh, my God.
Anyways, we'll find out Monday. Second was soccer. The Euros head into the round of 16 starting tomorrow. The first couple of matches will be Romania versus Holland. We got England, Slovenia. Switzerland versus Italy. France versus Belgium, that's pretty tough. Portugal versus Slovenia. Denmark versus Germany. England versus Slovakia right there. And that's then
beautiful match.
So,
I love this.
So what are your thoughts of the Euros? Have you been watching a little bit on the Euros?
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Round of 16, real quick. I got Italy. I got England. I got that tough one, France and Belgium. Oh, that's going to be a good game. But
by the way, Spain versus Georgia there, so I just wanted to
get that up. Yes, come on, Spain. I got Spain to win that. I got Netherlands. I've got Austria, and I got Portugal, and I got Germany. Germany and Denmark is going to be a tough one, but I think Germany's going to pull that out.
Who do you think will make it to the final two?
Oh, man, that's going to be so tough. But I'm going to have to go Spain.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to go Italy.
I would have to say Germany, England. I cannot say England easily, to be honest. But it could be Italy or it could be Netherlands. Ooh, because one side of the bracket's heavy. You see in Portugal, Germany, and Spain, and Belgium, and France. The other side is topsy-turvy. You got England, Italy, and maybe Switzerland can make it.
This is good, dude. This is good. This is good Euro UEFA. But Spain, Italy. That's what I got.
Spain and Italy.
Italy.
Keep it in the romance languages. Well, there you have it. Another news, Brandon Ayuk is making good progress, had a good meeting with the San Francisco 49ers. Ayuk requested a meeting Monday with the Niners brass, and it was characterized as a good one in which both sides agreed to keep working on an extension. NFL News says that both parties are moving ahead after Ayuk recently went to social media to state that the 49ers don't want me back. And that the and then the 49ers says, yes, we want him back. But they're probably going to reach an agreement soon. All parties involved would take some time to enjoy the 4th of July 1st, and then they come back into to the contract situation. Ray, how important it is to get Ayuk back to San Francisco?
He is a cog. He's like a bicycle with spoke. We need him. And anytime when there's cease talks or no parties talking, that's bad. For them to sit down, talk, hey, man, everything's good. Let's talk about it next month is good. And then money, look, just pay the man. Pay the man, okay? When he first got to the Niners, he was overweight, and the coach told him to work on his game. This dude is elite. He's elite. He can run routes. He can catch the ball. He's got speed. He's the yak, man, you know, yards after catch player, and that's what you need. And hopefully they can work things out and stuff, man. He don't have to make big, big money. But just make the man happy. He worked hard. Give him what, you know. Because you don't want this guy to play on the other side or go somewhere else.
Yeah, you don't want him playing for Arizona.
No. No. You know, there's a reason why we got to the Super Bowl. People forget we got to the Super Bowl.
Do you think he's a wide receiver one on your watch?
What's that?
Is he your, like, wide receiver number one? You think?
Yeah, because I would push him up a one because I think the injuries, because what's his name is injured prone because he runs a lot. He's Debo runs a lot and he catches a lot. And when Debo's running, he gets hit and he gets hurt. So who has to step up? You got to have Kittles, and sometimes Kittles doesn't catch. And he's not looked upon. It's Brandon Ayuk. So
Brandon Ayuk is your secret weapon. You need to have good two-star receivers in teams right now.
Exactly. Exactly. And you got to have tandems. That man is – pay that man. Pay that man, dude. This is why these guys lift the weights. This is why the guys get – read the playbooks and stuff, man. They work hard. Give this guy what he deserves. You know, he's great. And the only thing I don't like when they go to social media to complain, but that's what receivers are prima donnas. That's what they do.
And follow teams on social media.
What's that? Yeah, I mean, come on, man. He's also young, too, guys. You got to understand, he's young. That's what these guys do. They're all into their social medias and stuff like that.
They're on their phones all day, probably.
Exactly, but you got to be a professional, and you have to be respectful, because if you make the owners mad or make the coaching staff mad, they don't care. You know what? Go somewhere else then, you know, but this guy, come on, let's meet and let's work it out.
Let's meet halfway. I can't pay you 28, but I can pay you 25. Okay, deal.
You know what? Incentives, and you can do it. Hey, if you do this,
1,000 yards will give you another $5 million.
There you go. Work it out.
There's ways to negotiate. There's always what they call in real estate, clever deals or creative deals, they call it. So
exactly.
Be creative.
Exactly.
In the NFL.
Exactly.
Okay, there you go. Another one that's on, you know, on social media is complaining, and not that young, actually, up there in age 34. Thompson has unhollowed the Golden State Warriors, which Warriors are trying to attempt to find a deal that will allow to keep Clay, but there's interest in Philadelphia and Nuggets, which they might need him, actually, because they can't beat Minnesota. This guy is a big part of the core, Ray, of course, part of the Steph Curry duo there, but trio with Green. But what are your thoughts over this whole drama in Golden State?
You know, man, the thing about dynasties, people get into their feelings and stuff like that. I will always respect Clay. I always love the Splash Brothers. They've done so much for the Bay Area. But you got to think about the future. When you're in business, you can't look back. You got to think about the future. He came back, and they won a championship. And that's great. You think about the good things, but that's it. You got to look forward. He didn't show up in the last game. He didn't score. He didn't play great. You need young people. You need people with speed. It's good to have vets on the team, but we got a lot of vets. It's time to move on. And who knows, maybe he needs to get another opportunity somewhere else, but you got to move on, man. And I'm always going to respect Clay. I thought Clay was great, but that was 12 years. It's 12, 13 years, man. Things you got it. Hey, you got to change. You got to change.
We appreciate your services, Clay.
Yeah, it's nothing personal, but you got to think for what's best for the team. And you got to think what's financially going to be better. You got to go out there and you got to get those younger guys. You can't beat Father Time, folks. Sorry.
It's unbeatable. I tried it. Unbeatable. It's beating me all the time.
Look at all the gray I got. You can't beat it.
Exactly. So Klay Thompson has two options, Ray. If you were in his sneakers, would you play for the 76ers or the Nuggets?
I would pay for the hottest team right now. That'd be the Nuggets. And that would and I'm just thinking from in his mind, I would stick it to the Warriors. I'd go to the Nuggets and I would stick it to them. Because that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, if I was in his sneakers, you know what? I don't need you guys. I'm gonna go to the Nuggets. And yeah, you know what? Don't make no room for me. Cause here's another thing. Hey, we're gonna make room for you. But you're going to have to take a cut. What? Yeah, you're going to have to take a cut. You want to play with – look, you want to play here? You're going to have to take a cut. And these guys, like I said, man, their egos and everything. They're not going to want to take a cut to be on the team. But he's not the Klay Thompson of the what he played like in the past.
He's not the 2015 Klay Thompson.
No, you gotta move on. You know what? You get out here with your Raptors. Get out here with your Raptors.
Anyways, we'll see what happens. There was a head coach of the Warriors, Steve Kerr, did say yesterday on a podcast that he wants him back. But he's always said he wants everyone back, but it's not his decision.
That's just lip service.
He's trying to be nice.
He's trying to be nice. At the end of the day, behind the scenes, if I am a general manager, if I am an owner, I need to, like, I want championships. I want rings. I want another dynasty. You're not going to do that by still,
yeah,
you know.
And
sorry.
Also with Steph Curry, you know, he's the star. You got to build around him. You know, you just can't. Klay, thanks for your services, but we'll move on. Ray, have you ever had Sunday Ticket?
Oh, long time ago, I had Sunday Ticket.
Well, the NFL. Owes the subscribers of Sunday Ticket $4.7 billion damages. The U.S. District Court ruled Thursday. The jury ordered the league to pay $4.6 billion, the NFL, and damages to residential class and $96 million in damages to the commercial class. So that's a lot of money for the NFL.
That is. But, you know, when you make those deals... I don't know. Oh man, that's horrible. That's horrible. Wow. I know my best friend Kevin. I know he's got the Sunday Ticket, so I know he's gonna check into that.
We'll see if they lower the prices here because it's pretty expensive to get this.
Yeah. We first got this house. I know I got an NFL something. I think I got I have the Red Zone. I love, like, man, there's nothing like watching the scores and You know, so I'd love, if anything, folks, Sunday, I'm watching Red Zone.
Red Zone it is. Sunday Ticket is actually on YouTube. So definitely see what you can do. Check it out, because I don't know if the price will be lowered. I'm sure some negotiations will happen. A new team is staying in their city. They're not going overseas to London, as rumored. The Jacksonville Jaguars has agreed with the city of Jacksonville to build their new stadium. Ray, have you seen this gorgeous puppy?
I used to live in Jacksonville, man. Jacksonville is beautiful. Oh my god, who's paying for that though?
I think half is the owner and half the city. So the taxes, the people.
Wow. Well, Florida, man, they got all those retirees out there, and they got some money out there, but yeah, it looks beautiful. Looks beautiful. And hope they win some games in there, man.
That's the key, especially you know, with the contract extension with Trevor Lawrence.
Exactly. You better win some games, because it's not like, look, Raiders, they left Oakland. They went to Vegas. And what have they done in that stadium on the strip? Nothing.
They haven't done anything. I mean, hired Antonio Pierce.
I mean, at least the Rams, when they came to L.A., they won a championship.
True. So, what happened to the Raiders? I don't know. Historically, they have not done well.
People don't want to see no losing in their new stadium, their air-conditioning stadium, you know, their attractive dome, all the beautiful porcelain toilets and all the restaurants, and you get losing and losing and losing in the new stadium.
The porcelain toilet sounds really nice. Cool. Well, there you have it. NFL news is kind of drying up a little bit. We're entering into, I guess, the dead zone for the – well, no, training camps begin in July. So we'll be hearing some news of what's going on. A lot of contracts. Tua's the big one out there that I've been hearing. Looks like Miami's not going to pay what he's, asking. He's not going to get that Jared Goff deal. I think Miami's doing a good job, even though I'm a Tua fan. But Miami is sticking with their guns. Hey, you're not that value. You're not Jared Goff. Yeah.
You ain't what, and I hate to say it, but if you throw the ball to Tyreek or you throw the ball to Waddle, most of those guys run. They're getting the yards after catch. Those guys run. You just dump it and these guys run. What are you doing?
It's plus his health situation. Like, yeah, he had a great season last season, but we don't know if he's gonna have another 16
you gotta be games. Consistent. It's not like, oh, man, well, hey, remember that one game I had 400 yards passing? But what have you got to win. You got to go all the way.
Ray, you should be an NFL executive.
Look, man, I ain't got a problem. I'm telling, close the door. Let's look at your stats. Let's look. What have you done for me lately? I'd be playing Janet Jackson. What have you done for me lately in the background? And then I open the door and say, get out of here. Come back to me with a lower number. Sorry, you got to play tough, man.
Yeah, play tough, man. Tough
your franchise, there. Your team can get hurt when you overpay somebody.
It hurts business.
It does.
The concessions can't pay all that sometimes. Anyway. No. Ray, Sherrod, a lot of sports this weekend. Soccer is pretty much the main thing. If you're a baseball fan, there's plenty of baseball. I know you guys are out there, you know, watching the baseball. Have you seen any games from Sacramento? I mean, have you heard anything about
My son's been to two games, dude. My son, he joined a rec. They joined a rec center, and he gets to go to the Giants games, and he went to an Oakland A's game. And he's like, Dad, how come there's nobody out there for the Oakland A's? Well, son, they're getting ready to move to L.A. I mean, Las Vegas.
LV.
So, yeah, LV.
There you have it. Ray, what is the best way to reach you online if people want to know if you can do the Waddle dance?
Ray3473 on X.com and Threads. On Twitch, I am RayRay3473. YouTube, I am Ray Schrod, the Game Sideboard. And I'm a game streamer. You guys can see the game consoles. I stream games. And then got a huge, my friend, man, I think we got 12-man fantasy football team. We just round. We got all our teams, so we're looking forward to that. Fantasy party, football fantasy parties are coming up, folks. So
I bet Ray, if he had the number one pick, he'll probably choose McCaffrey.
Oh, in a heart, CMC baby, all the way.
You'll pick him every day and twice on Sunday.
Number one pick. Number one.
Number one pick. He's still good. Getting paid really well at that age. I think it's early 30s.
Yeah.
He paid running back money more than I've ever seen.
Run, catch, and he can throw, folks.
That's true. He did play for quarterback, for a couple minutes for San Francisco, as far as I remember. But anyways, you can reach us at the Sportscast 1 or the Sportscast.net. We have some interesting stories on the line, on the pipeline. So looking forward to this weekend. And, hey, man, if there's going to be an NFL deal, we'll for sure keep you up to date. Ray Sherrod, it's always a pleasure, fun to spend our Fridays together.
Same, sir. Same.
And this was your update.